Good to see you guys. This week's been a good one for us. We really went back after the game to find a few things to focus on scheme-wise, player-wise. We did offensive, defense, teams, and then as the individual player as well. So we had a big portion in the red zone yesterday, and today we've got some more in our two-minute situation, so we're going to highlight those. And then tomorrow we'll kind of kick into gear regarding Jacksonville. So yesterday, big emphasis on some things. Again today, and then we'll get rolling again with that tomorrow so our guys can play fast in front of our fans on Thursday night. With that, I'm glad to open it up.
Coach, you know, when you get to Thursday night, what are some of the things you want to see?
Right.
You know, folks are, you know, whoever you start or don't
start. The main thing is really this is going to – you've heard this saying before, Led, is doing right longer. You know, who can execute at the highest level for the whole game. And that part of having that kind of intensity sustained all the way through, there's going to be extended play time for some guys who have not had that. So can you prove it over quarters that you can get the job done over and over again? We've used the term, you know, the Bruce Lee, you know – you're not the man with 10,000 kicks, but with one kick 10,000 times. Some of them haven't had the reps, so we've done that in practice, and now we want to see you really execute. The game plan will be simple, Ed, in terms of what we'll do. So that shouldn't jam anybody up in terms of exotic plays offensively or defensively on teams, but what's the best version of you look like? And that's what we want to see in the game.
To follow up on that, are there any key positions in terms of roster evaluations for Cedric?
I would say that there's still a number of spots that there's in contention with, both with the roster and with the practice squad. And if you look at the bigger picture of saying almost as the roster as a 63, that kind of opens up your eyes to more development. And specifically position-wise, we're still certainly looking at some spots in the secondary, at linebacker. For sure that's a spot. Defensive end on the offensive side. You know, we've talked about the guard spot. We've talked about at the outside at receivers. I know I'm naming just about everything for you, but when you're talking about roster spots, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, what other roles could you have on the team? What other areas on special teams could you be a factor? Are you a player that can play more than one spot? So in this game, you'll also see some guys playing in some roles. Can this size player cover a tight end? Can this guy play the two on kickoff? So there's a little bit of that goes into it as well.
Have your coordinators made a decision on whether they're going to call from the field or in the box yet for the season?
On defense, they have, and Marquand will be down. Offensively, we haven't yet.
Coach, I'm curious. During the evaluation process, do you guys give any greater weight to these final couple of preseason games, or is it all, you know, looked at the same?
I would say the games definitely count more because you have all the stressors of the game and the full speed at it. Can you operate under that stress, make the right decisions, go to the correct spot? So the games definitely have a bigger impact. The practices for sure, you know, come second after that. So they're part of it for sure, all the way back from OTAs. Okay, I think we have something here, and then we put them in, you know, into the padded practices and get a bigger evaluation. But the games for sure are the biggest.
Is there any difference between this game on Thursday and game one, as far as when you guys are looking back at it?
It's more the overall, like when we evaluate players, if we're looking at is 50 plays in games, it would be from all four. What we'd like to see is, okay, he may have went from here to here to here, and he kept improving. Those are definitely things we look at. But just to say it all comes down to this game, they don't have to play the game of their lives. They just have to play the best they can play. And that was more of the message for the player. Like, this is, you know, if you try to have, you know, play out of your mind and try to do things that you don't normally do, then you'll have a hard time playing really well over the course of the whole game. So we want to see what your best, this is these last few moments, this is what does your best look like? And that's what we tried to emphasize.
How will Matt Stafford's contract extension affect how you deal with Matt moving forward?
Well, I don't know if we'll have to deal with it any different. I would say Matt Ryan will have less green fees to pay, less vacation, you know, dinners to buy. I know how close those two are. But as far as where it heads down the line, That'd be an awesome question for Mr. Thomas Dimitroff and how that would affect. As far as it affects Matt Ryan, I would say it's probably a little less out of his pocket for dinner and greens fees.
I think when you talked before camp open, one of your first comments was about what a bear this division is going to be. And
yeah.
I've heard some national people say this may be the toughest division. What did you see? What makes it stand out to you as a especially tough year?
One, that's the quarterback play. That's generally the first thing that jumps out. And then I think, you know, there's some tough matchups. You know, usually when you play this team, okay, this receiver, this tight end, this running back, this defensive line, this, you know, pressure team, what are the matchups that can be created? And that's what I think makes this one so unique and so difficult. Within our own four teams, there are tough matchups on our own squad and on others as well. So the uniqueness of what Carolina does and the uniqueness of what New Orleans does, the uniqueness of what Tampa does, and the way they feature their players and their systems, those are ones that make you think a lot about the division. And you spend time in the off season knowing that some of these matchups mm-hmm. are difficult to prepare for. So you want to spend some time early thinking about it.
Do you bring that up at all to your team, saying, before we think about getting back to where we finished,
I'm glad that you brought that up, because we do. And that's where the mindset has to be to get where you want to go. It starts with your division. And we know if you would look past these other three, that would be a mistake. And knowing the toughness that these three groups play with, well-coached teams. So we know those ones, you know, home and away, it's going to be a battle. When you look at the schedule, okay, where did the league even play some of those games? And it's a lot of fun to, you know, prepare for those and to play in them.
Coach, is there any player, like, ever since training camp started? I know you got, like, a group of guys, like the undrafted free agents versus the drafted guys. Is there anybody in that particular group that has kind of – after you going back and watch the film, you're like, wow, this guy you kind of see the progression. Is there any player?
There is. I'd love to share a few of those names with you, but at this time, we're going to protect some of that. I think when you watch Thursday, you'll have an impression, just like I will, of some guys that have really stood out to us. Because generally, the guys who stood out in practice have also made that move into the game. It'd be pretty rare for a guy in the practice time just to be under the radar and not doing much, and all of a sudden, like, all right, game time, you know, like, talking about practice.
What about Hall? He made some plays, missed some plays.
Right.
In the game. What's your impression of him? I mean, he's a guy that's been around.
He's been an excellent addition. Right. You know, can he add value on teams? And so to see him as a gunner, as a return man, and like you said, that inconsistency of one time the ball being on the ground, but another time making a tackle as a gunner. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that we're really striving for him. Can the consistency come to life? And as I've said maybe some other times, those are the moments you're looking for to show your guys you can count on me to get the job done. And you guys have all been around it enough to know, as a first-year player, you're really trying to show I can earn my keep. And whatever role, you know, that the team asks of me, I'm ready to take it on. And he's been one of the players that have done a good job for us from the time he got here. And I got to tip our hat to the personnel department for, you know, saying, okay, here was a shot of them coming to the team and saying, this is a guy worth a look. And so from the first time Marvin got here, the coaches just kind of got with him and just started going. And then from there, he was one that really took it.
Has done a little something. Davis, McGee gets healthy, scores. Burton, he's been doing it in practice.
He has. And that's for Thomas and I, we would love when the coaches come to me and say, I don't know how you're going to do it. We need this many receivers. And so that's when you know a group's playing well. They've got some fantastic mentors to look up to, with Julio, with Mo. With Justin, in terms of the way they go after it. And it's no surprise that, you know, people that have come into last year, you know, Taylor getting here later and, you know, in short order became an impact part of that group. Andre is another one this year that has done that, where you're coming in trying to figure it out, and then all of a sudden he's really performing well at practice. Their standard that they go for it is really high. And it's not a stat that we talk about, but in the run game, we know the receivers are a factor in that, in the way that they make Tevin to extend a play or Those are things that we don't speak about a lot publicly, but inside the walls of the team room, we speak about it quite a bit.
Did Devontae come through?
He'll be cleared to practice today. Yep, fully cleared.
Coach, also, there's been a lot of conversations about, obviously, the right guard battle. Is I want to know if Jake Matthews, do you feel like he's ready to take that next step and get into that upper tier of left tackles in the league?
He certainly has had a hell of an offseason. He's really healthy, and last year was troubled by a wrist, a back, and a knee at times. And for him, the off season was well spent training, getting ready. So there's some things that he's doing the best that he's done up to his career now, and so we're excited to see where that takes him.
The tight end group. I don't know if it's because Griswold's got on 84. It looks like Crumpler to me. But,
he's got the big group, number, yeah, the big body, and yeah.
That group and the rookie, too, I guess you're going to have some tough decisions there.
And that's, I read a book this summer about the 1970 Steelers, and one of the terms in there was no easy cuts. And that was way back from their personnel time. And although I grew up watching that team, that would have been something I would have known. But it was a quote that stuck with me. And, when you're looking at personnel, when they're here, this is tough because there are some guys that are really battling for it. And we're fortunate that we have a few positions that have some men who are in that spot.
Talk about the division for one sec. It seems like a lot of the moves that the other teams in the division made were, you look at Carolina getting more versatile in their backfield with McCaffrey and Samuel and Tampa Bay getting more explosive. It kind of seems like they took a page out of what you guys did last year. When you guys are evaluating the roster, do you look at kind of trying to stay ahead of the curve or matching up with those specific teams? Does that factor into it at all?
I recognize the question, and you'd have to ask them that. That's their decisions on what they do. But you do match up and know, okay, this is a unique player, and you better have the speed to do certain things. So I think for us, having the division, it's always on the side. It's always in your thoughts, but you don't plan your life around other teams. But you do have that in your thoughts. And for us, it's about how well we can play, and we want to dictate in a number of areas. So you don't want to be reactionary to put your roster together based on other teams. But at the same time, why I say it's in your mind, because there has to be enough tall guys to guard a guy like Olsen, and you better have enough speed to cover guys like Jackson, in this length of an Evan. So, I recognize those thoughts are on the side, but it's not at the front of our makeup. We're not going to be reactionary, but you do have to know that we have unique players, and most teams do, and how do they feature those players and on your roster? Whatever way a team wants to play, you better be equipped to handle that kind of style.
Last question.
One more about the roster decisions. Kevin.
Sure.
I know the tougher these decisions are, the better that is for you. But do you have a sense of how this feels deeper, tougher, these final decisions are going to be maybe compared to last year or the year before?
I think I'm more clear because I have a better understanding of all of our players. So as I'm gaining experience at it, I can better assist Thomas on some of the ways where maybe in my first year I was still learning the players. And so now I'm probably better equipped on knowing the roster better than I ever have. Some I've known, for 3 years, some for 2 years, and a smaller amount for one. The first year can be difficult because you're trying to learn so many players at first, where some of you may have known the team better than I may have because you had covered them, where now that I've been in that role for a while, it's a smaller group that I'm looking at. Does that make sense? And what I can say is that I love the competitiveness and the toughness of a lot of players on this team. And that's the hard part that heads into the weekend, knowing that if a player isn't here on our 53 and our 63, I'm hopeful as hell that he's going to play on another team. That meant that, job well done by the assistant coaches to help push and take each guy as far as they can. And also job well done by the personnel side to say we're bringing the right guys here to make the practices more competitive, to make these decisions even harder. So not one of the favorite parts of it, but I'm saying the day of the cut. You know, obviously building up to it, it's actually a lot of thought goes into it. Last night we just spent some time looking at this player versus this player and put all their tapes on. Let's look at their one-on-ones again. So we're just trying to be really thorough and make sure we can make the best decisions for the team.
Yeah, just two quick points.
Sure.
So Devontae's out of the concussion.
That is correct.
Okay. And Pastor, is he where is he at?
He's still in our individuals, so he's not cleared for team activity yet, but he's certainly getting closer to that. He's able to participate with pads and do the individual work. So we're definitely ramped up from last week. He was able to make it through last week without any soreness from rehab and practice, and that's really how you gauge the injury. You know, how are you doing on the, you know, if there was soreness or some type of setback, then you got to stay kind of where you're at. Fortunately, he did not have any setbacks. So now we're able to kind of take step two. So we mapped out a plan of how we could get to where we wanted to get to, and we're on course with that.
Do you have to see him in game action? Or
he won't be able to participate in this game.
Okay.
Yep. So he's not going to be able to participate in this one. And we're hopeful that he may be able to participate in some team activities next week, as long as this portion today, tomorrow, Thursday, goes well. So he's kind of into the next step of the rehab and return to play, so to speak. So he's in the individual portion, which are physical and demanding and pushing on it. And that's, if you can do it in a controlled spot, that's better. And so that's where he's at. And then the next portion for him is to work, you know, into the whole team group, which he's getting closer to. And if we have no setbacks, I would assume that's where we're headed.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good afternoon.